Hey everybody, welcome to a very special members-only version of Peck Report. Now, the good thing is I can at least still offer the audio-only versions of these on Blog Talk Radio. You don't get the video because it's Blog Talk, but Blog Talk is not like YouTube. So far, Blog Talk has done nothing to censor me, so I'm very thankful for that. I don't think Blog Talk really censors anybody, so that's good. So I'll keep trying to put these on Blog Talk, but if you want the full video, and I highly suggest that you do, because there are times where we're going to have to look at graphs and pictures and things, and you're going to want the video, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, click on the Members tab, and become a member for $10 a month or $100 a year. Now, when you check out, you'll see the PayPal button. It's okay, even if you don't have a PayPal account, you can still use that. You can use your credit card through that. You don't have to have a PayPal account. So you can still sign up. $100 a year, that is the better deal, because then you get 2 months free, or $10 a month if you'd rather do it that way. It's totally up to you. So this is really important. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about in today's Peck Report. First, there's this new report, and the good thing about this, you know, doing it this way, us doing Peck Reports this way, is I'm allowed to say Israel, and I'm allowed to say Trump, and I'm allowed to say that kind of stuff. Whereas I wouldn't be able to on YouTube, because they shadow ban videos that, you know, if I make the mistake of saying Jewish people or the Jews, YouTube just shadow bans it, and they won't let people actually watch it, or they'll delete it altogether, or they'll demonetize it or something. Also doing it in this forum, I can talk to you guys about things that are actually going on behind the scenes. Before we get to President Trump wanting to divide Israel in this new report, which, you know, I think is a terrible idea. But before we get to that, I in the last Peck Report, the public one, I told you guys about something that I believe I'm being targeted by somebody or by a group of people. And I didn't get into any details about that publicly on YouTube, because I don't want to encourage the people who are doing this. So that's why I'm just going to talk about it in the members only, because I doubt whoever's doing it is actually paying for a membership. You know, why would they do that? But so what happened was when you would pay for a membership, you could check out through PayPal, or you could check out through you put your credit card in through a company called Stripe. Well, all of a sudden yesterday, I get an email from Stripe saying that they are no longer going to let me have an account with them, and it's because they were under the assumption that I was selling kratom and CBD oil through their service, which I'm not. I'm not at all. There is no sale of kratom or CBD oil coming from me. So I emailed them back and told them that, and they said, well, they wrote back and said, well, you know, even though you're still promoting it, and that's just a little too close to, you know, we can't do it, so we're going to have to deactivate your account. And so I asked, well, what if I just didn't promote that anymore? Is that an option? Will you keep my account then, reinstate it? And they wrote back and said that they wouldn't. Like, it's just a done deal. They won't let me have an account at all. So I got a hold of my web developers, and they told me that, and they have more experience with this than I do, but they told me that it looks like a targeted, it looks like somebody's targeting me. Somebody probably gave Stripe a whole bunch of misinformation, and Stripe didn't really research it before getting rid of my account. And then by the time the account was gotten rid of, they you know, just didn't have any vested interest in researching it further or correcting their mistake. So they just left it like that. So that's why it's PayPal only. Now, that same thing could happen with PayPal. So that's what makes me a little nervous about it. But my web developers who have more experience with this than I do, they are under the impression, they believe I'm being targeted, that this was an actual conscious effort from somebody to try to take down my website, take the membership down, and destroy what we're trying to do here. And really, all we're trying to do is we're just trying to talk to one another. We're trying to talk about Jesus to one another. I don't know why people would find that so offensive to the point that they want to go and try to mess up my web account and, you know, mess up what we're trying to. The YouTube thing is already messed up. You know, the last thing that we have is this membership thing where we can actually just control our own content and do that. And then they're trying to mess with that too. So it's just an ongoing attack from the enemy, and it comes at the worst time with my son Nathan being sick with leukemia, and my wife Christina, she's about to give birth any day, so that adds on a whole bunch of extra stress, and it's just one thing after another. So I am exhausted and could really use your prayers. And I know you guys have been praying for me, and thank you for that. But that's what makes the membership thing all the more important, is because they're not only trying to take me down, they're trying to take you down too. They're trying to tell you that you don't have the right to contribute money to something that you find worthwhile, that you shouldn't even get to hear it. That's how much they hate me and you. They hate us. That's how much they hate us, that they're willing to actually go through all this trouble. Just to make sure that we can't even mind our own business. You know, when we're doing these membership only things, even on YouTube, we're minding our own business. We're not forcing anybody to watch any videos. We're not cramming religion down anyone's throat. And then especially here on the membership forum, where it's just members only, it's only the paid members and me talking with one another. They want to shut that down too. And this is clearly us minding our own business. We're in our own little corner of the internet. We're not bothering anybody. And they still want to shut that down because ultimately it's because they hate Jesus. They hate you. They hate me. They hate the Holy Spirit within us. They hate Jesus. They hate God. And they want to destroy everything that we're trying to build. So that's why the membership thing is so important. That's why it's important that we stick together as a community and we do not let the enemy win. All that being said, I wanted to tell you what was going on, and at least to the members, I would love to make all this public knowledge, but that would not be a smart thing because it would only encourage. Then the people who did this would know that it worked, and they would keep doing it. Maybe next they try to take PayPal down as an option, and in which case we'd have to. All it does is it just creates hassle after hassle. So anyway, all that being said, let's talk about this new report. Now, Jerusalem apparently is going to be divided in a Trump plan, this new report says. Another report has emerged. Now, we've talked about this on earlier installments of Peck Report, but another report has emerged, but this is new, on the details of President Donald Trump's Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. So American officials, have said that the plan will be made public right after next month's Knesset election. And at the center of the report by Nadav Shragai, published in Israel Hayom, is the status of Jerusalem under the terms of the U.S. plan. So when Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in 2017, he stated that his declaration did not relate to what the final boundaries of the city would be. And indeed, his peace plan, the report says, quote, in essence, divides Jerusalem and changes its borders, end quote. That's what the report says, although no source is mentioned. So there's still some ambiguity here. Shragai reports that portions and ideas from the plan have already been presented to Israel, the Palestinians, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt. Certain northern sections of the current Jerusalem municipal boundaries captured by Israel in the 1967 war, but where an Arab village and refugee camp are located, would be transferred to a Palestinian state, along with Arab neighborhoods in southern Jerusalem captured in the same war. Now, at least at the first stage of implementation, Israel would maintain broad security powers in the areas handed over to the Palestinians, says this paper, adding that 85% of Judea and Samaria would be included in the Palestinian state as well. Now, in its plan, the report continues, the U.S. administration distinguishes between the areas of former Jordanian Jerusalem before the 67 war, which includes the old city and adjacent neighborhoods, and a far larger swath of territory which Israel annexed into its capital after the war, but which had not been included within the municipal lines before that point. So the old city and adjacent areas, including the Mount of Olives, would remain under Israeli sovereignty, according to this report, but some of the outlying Arab neighborhoods, which became part of Jerusalem only after the 67 conflict, would be included in the Palestinian state. The Western Wall would remain under exclusive Israeli control. And regarding the Temple Mount, the Americans wished to consider the establishment of a joint inter-Arab religious administration, which would include other states in addition to Jordan, which currently serves as patron of the Muslim holy sites. This administration would work in tandem with Israel, according to the reported plan, and the area would remain under Israeli sovereignty and a safe passage route would be set up between the Palestinian part of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. The Palestinian Authority apparently rejects the Trump plan outright. That's what this report says. And of course they will, because you don't give bullies things. You don't give bullies stuff, because then they're just going to want more. And now the bullies, they want everything. They want the whole land. They don't believe that Israel, the Jewish people, have a right to exist at all. And they just want Palestine there. So, and the Palestinians. Now, that's why this is important. I think it is a terrible idea to divide the land of Israel. It's a terrible idea. I don't think it should be done. I think either leave it alone or give the Jewish people their country. Give the Jewish people Israel. Give them more land, if anything. And if that can't be done, then I think it should just be left alone. It seems like historically, it seems like every time somebody has tried to divide up the land of Israel, God doesn't seem to take too kindly to that. There's really interesting stuff online that you can look up about bad things that have happened to people and nations after attempts to divide up the land of Israel. God doesn't seem to take too kindly to that. I think it's a bad idea. I think that, again, it should either just be left alone or there should be a plan where Israel actually gets to exist, the Jewish people get their state back, and they figure it out from there. But I'd like to know what you think. So if you are a member, go ahead and put your thoughts in the message board. You can also put your questions in the message board, too. If you got a question that you want answered on Peck Report, only members can ask questions, because you have to be a member to take part in the message board. But go ahead, put your question in there. Put something in there that says that it's a question for me or for Peck Report, and I'll be happy to start doing that. Now, I'll try to make it so that everybody can hear the answers. I'll try to keep it as public as possible, but I'm very limited on what I can actually do there. But I'll try to do that, but only members can ask. So you want to become a member if you're not already. I'm going to try keeping these at least on Blog Talk, because they haven't been censoring me. DTube and Brighteon seems pretty good. But at the same time, I want to provide exclusive content for members, because if you're going to be paying $100 a year or $10 a month, now while that is less than a cup of coffee a day, if you're going to be paying for it, you deserve to have some exclusive content that not everybody else is privy to. So we're going to have that too. We're also going to have a lot of new things coming up that you're going to want to be a member for. Very exciting stuff in the way. Stay tuned for all that. Before we go, I do want to tell you about the USCCA. I love the USCCA. It stands for the United States Concealed Carry Association. So this is an organization that stands up for your rights as a responsibly armed American. There are links in the description below, or you can text PECK to 87222. These are hands down the best self-defense protection provider out there. They're absolutely the best. Their firearms education and training sources legitimately save lives. So why might you need self-defense protection? Well, you know that if you own or carry a gun, you take the responsibility of having to defend yourself or your family every time you leave your house. You might also have to defend yourself without your gun. Not everybody carries their gun every single day. So you might have to defend yourself without your gun. The USCCA is going to take care of you. They step in and they provide upfront funds to cover bail, attorney fees, criminal defense costs, and more. They'll pay for you to replace your gun if the police take it as evidence, which they probably will if you had to use it to defend yourself. They have attorneys for you, pro Second Amendment attorneys, just absolutely fantastic. They have three levels of membership. All are very affordable, very low cost for such an amazing service, but you can pick what works best for you. Membership covers all forms of self-defense, not only firearms, in order to protect those who do not carry a firearm every day, but would still be willing to do whatever is necessary to protect themselves or their family. So with the USCCA, you can be confident that you'll be taken care of if, God forbid, you ever have to defend yourself with or without your gun. They also have training and education that you'll need to be prepared. You don't have to just take my word for it. Go ahead, click the link in the description below, find the banner at joshpeckdisclosure.com, or text PECK, P-E-C-K, text PECK to 87222. That is 87222, which spells USCCA, and you can see what they have to offer. You're not going to be disappointed. Also, while you're at it, go ahead and check out CBD Pure and CBD Pets, the absolute most pure, organic, non-GMO, pesticide-free CBD oil on the market today. They're absolutely amazing, and they're transparent. They are a transparent company, and I love that. They put all of their testing, their third-party testing, in fact, on their website, so you can check it out. Money-back guarantee. So you know with them you're getting a quality product, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com or click on the links in the description below. While you're at it, one last thing. If you enjoy Kratom as I do, Coastline Kratom is the highest quality Kratom on the internet right now. You get a money-back guarantee. Now, if you're going to buy Kratom through them, you do have to set up an account with Zelle Pay because, like the problem I had with Stripe earlier, it's hard to find things that will actually deal with Kratom with payment options and stuff like that. But setting up a Zelle Pay thing is really easy. You can do it right on the website at Coastline Kratom. They guide you through it. It only takes a minute, and it's definitely worth it because then you get to buy Kratom. You know, so it's the highest quality. They also have a money back guarantee, so you can check them out as well. Click on the link in the description below, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Okay, all that being said, everybody, this has been a lot of fun, and I'm excited to see what you guys have to say in the message board, the members-only message board, so make sure you do that. And until next time, thank you for everything. Take care. Love you guys. Take care, and God bless.